This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Breaking news today, the House has voted to send impeachment articles to the Senate. That's expected tomorrow. The President has announced his legal team. His legal counsel at the White House, a guy by the name of Pat Cipollone, is on it, along with Jay Sekulow, who's one of the greatest, the President's personal attorney. And then we're going to hear about House management, from the House, voting on impeachment managers tomorrow. It's just, you know, basically plead the case. So all of that is coming up. Meanwhile, stocks are in record territory, and everybody's yawning because this is nothing. This is ridiculous. Text from a listener said, Scott, I just don't understand why the Democrats are asking for witnesses now. Didn't they have the opportunity to ask questions and have witnesses in the last round? Appreciate your help. Yes, they did, and they chose not to. There were some they wanted that they could not get because the president did what presidents can do, and that is say executive privilege. You can't have staff be deposed under oath and come in and say, you know, did this happen? Did that happen? You know. So that's nothing new. But they didn't want to wait out the legal battle, they claimed, because it was so urgent. So then they rushed to vote on the impeachment, which, don't forget, folks, there are no crimes alleged. There are no civil or criminal crimes alleged in the impeachment proceedings. So to answer your question on witnesses, they'll have a presentation of the facts as they came over from the House. The Senate will hear that, then the Senate will say, well, I want to know more. Or let's just be done with this. So there'll be a vote on that. Mitt Romney is Mitt Romney. He hates Donald Trump with every fiber of his being. He is the personification of the GOP establishment. So, of course, he's going to do everything in his power to gum up the works. And, of course, Lisa Murkowski is kind of in the same camp. I don't know. She's very, very strange. And very much for herself and nobody else. And, you know, some people are a little worried about re-election, whatever, so there's a little bit of that, too. And Susan Collins, and I forget who the other one is, are ones that are sort of on the fence here through all of this. But don't take any of this too seriously. It's not going to happen in the Senate. They're not going to vote to convict. And there really is nothing there. There's nothing there. There really isn't. So much so they spend all that time and then they don't even allege a crime because they don't have one. I can tell when I see answers to the question I asked last hour about, look, the vast majority of this audience wants to see Donald Trump reelected. I happen to believe he'll be reelected largely as a result of the economy and also of just when people say horrible, awful, terrible things about you for 4 years, and then you look around and you say, well, you know, okay, Iran, we took care of that problem. The border, we took care of that problem. The economy is roaring. Our military, talk to anybody in the military about the resources they have now. So I think all that will take care of itself. I really do. But if the sun, the moon, and the stars align and a Democrat wins, who could you live with? That's a question. You're answering that, and I'm going to share some of your answers and welcome more here in a moment. Today on the program in a way that suggests to me you're very, very anxious about all this. And that's why I've asked our next guest to come give you a little pep talk, because it's Jim the Flagpole Guy. And America's seen a lot under that flag. America has seen a lot under that flag. All right? And sometimes a little perspective is necessary. So I believe the best thing you can do is remain truly patriotic, talk to people about why you love this country, what you believe the founding fathers stood for, and how you see the candidates espousing that, and just take a little cuff. You got to work your butt off. Sorry? You work your tail off. You got to, I mean, you gotta talk to people, got to do things that, you know, you can't sit back and let it happen. I mean, pray through the whole thing. Clearly. But go to work, fly the flag, we'll be fine. Jim, can you take care of us if we need a new flag, if we need a way to show the world that...
Well, you're darn straight, I can. And actually, you know, when you talk about the American experience, you know, individual entrepreneurial spirits, you know, abound. People come here because they want to not live the cookie-cutter life of socialism or live under any form of, you know, fascism. Everybody wants to come to America. Nobody wants to leave, even when they say they're going to, when their candidate doesn't win. But, you know, like most everybody that's listening to this, I'm everybody being a farmer and an entrepreneur mostly, and everybody else that makes North Dakota and America work. And you know, Scott, I had this idea to install flagpoles, but I kind of like didn't know much about it in the beginning, other than America needs more of them. And after 3 years, we're changing our whole business model. And without giving up too much information, because I'm not quite settled on exactly how it's going to go, but we're going to be moving, like I mentioned before, to this one-day install. And what that's going to do, it's going to be good for the customer. It's going to be good for us, too, because, you know, on a typical day of installing a flagpole, we're generally up, you know, on a Monday morning at 2 in the morning, and we're on our way to our destination, and we'd like to be there in the morning to dig a hole, and then we pour the concrete. But before we even get there, we got to get the concrete. So pretty much all the Menards knows us, you know. Well, what we're trying to do, Scott, is to limit the amount of work involved. Flagpoles have had the same technology, I can guess, for 50, 60 years with the designs they have, and it's time for upgrade, and it's time to create a more workable solution for a flagpole guy.
That's fantastic. And what does that do to the price? Obviously, if you're there less days and it is a one-day install, the price comes down too. So what's the bottom line that you wouldn't want a flagpole any less than the quality that you know so well in the flag and the pole and all the accessories and everything else and the install and the cement? Where does that start price-wise?
Well, right now I don't have all of the cost analyzation done right now, but I have a friend who I served on the Military Affairs Committee with, the Chamber of Commerce, and in Williston, and he's a very astute man on providing foundations in unstable soil. And he is advising me on a newer technology that's available that we can, kind of hybrid into the flagpole industry.
I love how you're innovating. You've been innovating by, you know, having your own sewing operation and bringing that in-house, and you know, which is an important part of this, especially when you're putting big flags up. They need the, you know, constant rotation, and you've got that covered. There's so many, but you're a patriot. You're a patriot. You're doing this. You could you know, install anything, but you're installing flagpoles. So I think
our point is, Scott, is that the customer, we arrive on site and we provide the customer with a quicker install, which should reduce the price. But we're just trying to add before we, but even if we, even if the price is somewhat consistent, because they are actually low, I've had people tell me, contractors tell me that I should raise my prices. But what I'm getting at is I don't want to, I want everybody to have a flagpole that wants one, and I want them to have a good one. And by innovating and learning and being open to new information and technologies, I think we can create a atmosphere for flagpole installations that we get them done quicker. And like I say, the one-day install, having a 40-foot flagpole standing, that saves us a trip back. Now, sometimes we'll maybe say be in Bismarck, and then we got to go somewhere, say Hale. It's like 60, 70 miles. So So, you know, you got to get there twice, right? Well, we want to avoid that second trip.
Understandably. Well, it makes sense. And just, again, there's sort of a, I want it when people want it anyway. So it'll get to them quicker. It'll fly faster. That's up it goes. And again, that's the grounding. That's what's going to, you know, give us the roots in the ground that allow us to look up there and say, hey, we're in the greatest country in the face of the earth here. And, you know, not fret, not worry, just go to work. And remember who's in charge, and call the best flagpole guy in North America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim the Flagpole Guy, how do we get a hold of you, sir?
Jim at ND Flagpole Guy, Jim at ND Flagpole Guy. And, you know, if anybody's listening and they want a flagpole, please go out to your street, get your phone out, put your lawnmower or any kind of a landmark right where you want your flagpole, maybe next to your house or your shop, and then send me a video or a picture of in description, and that's really a good way for us to get the ball rolling.
I love that idea. Yeah, it's a good way to get the show, Jim, the lay of the land. 701-571-FLAG or andyflagpoleguy.com. God bless you. God bless America.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota has seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you in part by the future. It's here. Did you know that? The 9th Annual Precision Ag Summit is going to be held at the North Dakota Farmers Union Conference Center in Jamestown next week, January 20th and 21st. Precision agriculture uses specialized equipment, agronomic practices aimed at attaining the highest yield potential of crops based on site-specific characteristics of the field where they're grown. Precision Livestock uses real-time information systems to manage animal welfare, production, and environmental impact. So the attendees at this event will learn all about that. Precision agriculture technologies with the best return on investment, success stories from farmers, service providers with more than 20 years of precision agriculture experience. Tips for using and protecting digital farm data covered. Regional universities and colleges discussing programs for training the next generation of precision farmers and service providers. Presentations on North Dakota's Grand Farm and Smart Farms will provide clues to the future trajectory of agriculture. Easy for me to say. All of this is sponsored by Bank of North Dakota, Praxis Strategy Group, North Dakota Farmers Union. It's open to the public. Attendance is encouraged for ag producers, researchers, agronomists, equipment manufacturers, business leaders, economic developers, students. If you're interested in hearing from experts, exchanging ideas, preparing for the future of agriculture, you ought to be at this summit. I would. For more information and to register, go to precisionagriculturesummit.com. Precisionagriculturesummit.com. Registration $75. Student registration free. We'll be there. We hope to see you there as well. All right. Let me get to a lot of the texts that have come in. Most of them related to who you could live with on the Democratic field. I'm not cheerleading for them, so trust me on this one thing. But let's see here. I think it's very telling, says this listener, that Jim Webb, who was running in 2016 and was a somewhat moderate Democratic candidate, left the race in disgust. Well, of course. Of course. No doubt about it. Which Dem is better than the worst? I take my chances. None of them are worth a darn. We just need a category. None of the above. Give me a little none of the above. Amy Klobuchar, says another. Scott, I would not choose to leave the United States, but I personally would not be okay with any of the candidates, with maybe the sole exception of Tulsi Gabbard, but only because she served in the military. I think her leftist attitude would change fast if an attack on American installations happened. Lister and Dickinson says, another says so. None. 2580550 if you want in on this. Who could you live with out of the bunch? Who could you live with? The bottom tier, Klobuchar is leading by about half of everybody. Booker's gone. Steyer's down at 2.7. You know, Tulsi's 1.7 and out of it. That Yang is at like 3.3. But Klobuchar, of the bottom contenders, you know, doing pretty good. It doesn't matter which Democratic presidential candidate you could live with. They're just all the same. Some of them just act like they're not totally anti-freedom, anti-freedom socialist scum to hoodwink middle-of-the-road folks. How about you Democrats? Who do you think is the best choice? I would think North Dakota Democrats would get, look, Bernie Sanders, bad idea. Elizabeth Warren, bad idea. We have an author joining us this week. We're doing a book a week on What's On Your Mind, our 2020 pledge to you, just to find some other interesting things to add to the mix besides what's happening in the news cycle. But Elizabeth Warren is profiled in this new book by David Banson. Forget where he was at. I think he was professor somewhere, right? No. Founder, managing partner, and chief investment officer of the Banson Group, bi-coastal wealth management firm managing over $2 billion in client capital, recognized as one of the top advisors in the country by Barron's, Forbes, and Financial Times. Committed conservative, American patriot, political enthusiast, serves on the board of the National Review Institute. So, interesting. The book is called Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. So we're going to focus on a few of these. Jim says, none of them. None of them. Another says, absolutely not a single one of them. Four more years of President Trump. Now, a few other topics. Texter says, I didn't even know who Meghan Markle was before she became a royal, acting like a liberal. That's the case with most of these Hollywood people, isn't it? You know what? That is.
Well, she was on that show. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You probably see her face a lot, but just not know who it is and not really care. But
Texter says, verify this. No U.S. embassies are considered U.S. territory. Well, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Remember Clinton? Letting Osama bin Laden plot and plan against our embassies and not doing anything about it, make a feckless response, and then bin Laden himself said, well, we can keep doing this. Texter says, last time I checked, Osama bin Laden is still dead. What does that mean, do you suppose? Barack Obama?
Sounds like an SNL skit.
Victory lamp, or what is it? And the economy stunk, but, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, so we're glad he did. With the help of the military, obviously. Maybe the fans at the game were also celebrating what the GOP has done for them compared to former Democratic Mayor Ray Nagin. Oh, remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that goofball during the Hurricane Katrina?
Yep.
He was sentenced to 10 years for his corruption and kickbacks after Katrina.
Yep.
Just saying.
Disgusting.
Carl Rove told me a hilarious story one time about him. You know, they flew Air Force One down there, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember there was some controversy why he flew over it, but he didn't want to, you know, take any emergency services away from the heat of the action, so he came down a few days later. Yep. He lands. Ray Nagin comes up on the plane, okay, as they would do. They're going to have their meeting on Air Force One, wherever they were, and walks into the conference room and says, is there a shower here I could use? And went into the shower for like 10 minutes.
Wow.
The meeting with the President of the United States.
Yeah.
Is there a shower here I could use? I don't know if that story ever got out publicly, but Carl told that to me one time. I'm like, what a yahoo. Texter says, on the Legacy Fund, Scott, I like Kelly Schmidt's idea for the Legacy Fund. Don't touch the fund for another 10 years. Then it will produce $1 billion per year for the state and keep growing. What a legacy for our citizens of North Dakota. Everything ought to be on the table. Everything ought to be on the table. We voted on it. Now we ought to have our say. And we're going to follow that one closely. Very closely. Another texter on the Legacy Fund said, I think the Legacy Fund earnings should be sent back to North Dakota citizens in the form of a tax credit. No, that's one thing I'll say was at odds with what was originally planned for it. It was about infrastructure and big things and matching money and what. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are arrests in Iran now for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner that was mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. A spokesman for Iran's judicial system not providing any further details in the announcement. The plane went down last week in Tehran, killing all people on board. President Trump's impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate may now be just a few days away. House Democrats will meet this morning to talk about sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate, where Republicans
Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says he would vote in favor of having witnesses after opening statements.
Including John Bolton, yes. Yeah. I mean, he's someone who I would like to hear from, and presumably I get the chance to vote for that.
The LSU Tigers are college football champs after routing Clemson 42-25 in New Orleans last night. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Turn this up a little bit. I need a little.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck.
Yeah.
Crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up.
Right.
She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from.
You eat pork rinds?
I didn't know that.
We need to add some more pork rinds to our rotation.
Right?
Yeah. There you go.
Can we get a sponsor? The official pork rind of What's in Your Mind?
There you go.
Even rhymes.
I'd be happy with a burger, the official burger of What's on Your Mind.
Do all of it.
Exactly right. Texter says, I'm going to do a few more of these, and then I have another question that I want to raise with the audience here today on the program. But if you have anything on your mind, give us a call, 258-0550, 701-258-0550. We're not talking about something you want to talk about. It's as simple as a phone call to answer the question, what's on your mind? Change the topic. Happy to do it. Have we had a Democrat call yet, do you think, that is a fan of any of the Democratic candidates that will be on the stage tonight?
I don't think so.
You going to watch tonight, Kev, Todd?
Got
a thing? Kev? Todd?
Thing.
Todd,
yeah.
Rather, no?
We make it a drinking game. Yeah, there you go.
What would it be, Trump, maybe, huh? Would that be the key word?
Oh, there's a good game to come up with something. What would be the good word?
Yeah, Medicare for all.
Hits, you got to take a drink.
Higher taxes. I got it.
Okay. This president.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There'll be a lot of president.
This president, there would be your...
Cheers and how many top flags do you think will be in the camera shots?
I'm gonna go 75 behind six of them. 75. They'll have to jump the shark now and put a few more. Yeah, sometimes they don't have any. Sometimes they don't have any.
Well, they haven't had any in ages.
Yeah.
That would be a first.
Not good.
About darn time, too.
All right, 258-0550, lay it on us, toll-free at 800-228-0550. Texter says all the Democrats will lose, so it doesn't really matter which one. Bernie would certainly be the most entertaining to watch battle with Trump. Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it would be bad news, but what if he won? That's a scary thought, isn't it? What if he won? Texter, on the Legacy Fund, create, open, and operate one-month inpatient rehabs for our many addicts and alcoholics. We, their children, and the entire state will suffer under this blight for a generation to come. I certainly need to do more there. There's no doubt about it. I've also come to believe that the care for mental health in the state is woefully in need of a reboot. It's an emergency room now. Think of it as an emergency room. Somebody that has a significant mental health issue. In other words, they might be fine one day, and the next day they're thinking about committing suicide or whatever. Which I have had experience with friends, and seen it happen. And then you say, okay, we're going to get them help. Well, they go to a basically a rubber room at one of the hospitals. Then they get transported to a, you know, another one of the hospitals. And, oh, we're full. You got to go there. And we're full. It's triage. That's all we're doing. There's nobody. And then, you know, they get them to a point where they're not thinking about killing themselves. And they're out. Right back to the pressures of the world and everything else with very little. Like, it's a mess. It's a mess. And our schools are filled with it. Our schools are filled with it. I have earned so much respect as I learn more and more and more about how teachers don't have the benefit of using their expertise to teach anymore. Teachers have to be mental health experts. They have to be counselors. They have to be behavioral specialists. It's really bad. So, you know, we're doing some interesting things, I think, in that space. Department of Human Services, I've heard some about what they're doing. I've heard some of the things the schools are doing. I'm impressed with, you know, the work being done on many fronts to try and deal with this. But we got a ways to go. We certainly have a ways to go. First Lady Catherine Burgum is really tackling this head on in a lot of ways. And, of course, a couple issues of there's stigma, right? There's stigma first, and then you don't, you know, what do you, don't want to say anything, don't want to do anything. So we got to end that, first of all. There's no difference in a mental health issue. If somebody's brain is chemically changed, has had some trauma, my mom, we're going through this right now with my mom, and I don't know why my siblings insist on doing this because, you know, it you know, can be a little bit of a painful process. But my mom died of dementia. She died at a rather young age. What was mom? 76. You know, too young to die, especially her siblings all living until their 80s and 90s. So come from, you know, healthy genes and healthy stock and everything else, right? But she, you know, started forgetting things at work. And then all of a sudden it was more and more and more. And pretty soon she's in basic care, and then she's in memory care, and, you know, then there's days that she's making no sense. And then one day she decided she wasn't eating anymore.
Oh, boy.
And then we had to watch her die. It's awful. But that prompted me to do a little bit of sort of how do you get this? What brings this on? What is the dementia from? And in about every study or article or, you know, whatever paper I've seen on this, stress, anxiety, worry, all of those things compile up. You know, they compile to essentially damage your brain. Okay? And they damage your brain. Now, my mom was the ultimate worrier. I mean, if I drove two blocks, she would call to say, did you get there?
Oh.
You know, I mean, yeah. that was her. And all of us, into our adult ages, not even just as kids. She was just a worrier. My dad was an alcoholic. So, you know, family members of alcoholics, what do? Sort of suppress, you know, try to, don't let anything explode.
I have
right?
a question.
You know?
Was your dad, my dad was an alcoholic as well, but he was the most loving alcoholic ever. He would, the more he had to drink, he'd be, hey, everybody, you know, I love you. Come here, you know. He wasn't mean.
My dad wasn't mean.
My grandfather was a mean alcoholic.
He was angry. My dad was angry, and it was kind of a dry drunk thing. He never got very good treatment. So, you know, he was kind of a powder keg.
Right.
But it wasn't from the alcohol. It was more from actually, life. You know, life and, you know, this should have happened and that didn't. Why didn't this happen and kind of all of that, mm-hmm. which is sad. Really is sad. Yep. But my point is, in my mom's brain, back to my mom's brain, however that happened that caused that somewhere in her brain, that's no different than I told you I've got stage 4 liver cancer.
Yeah.
It's no different.
No.
It's a condition from, you know, whatever the liver ends up getting the cancer in the brain. It's the same dang thing. And yet we don't treat it like that. There is this, I can't say anything. I mean, what do I get fired? And that's where we got to start. And then I think you get into some innovative treatment. Like this texture said, and then, you know, it's a difference. It makes a difference. Goes on to say, it saved and changed my and my family's life. I would also tell you this. My understanding from recovery experts, any kind of recovery, drug recovery, alcohol recovery, whatever, you're going through treatment, If it is faith-based, your success rate of treatment is ridiculously higher. In other words, something is causing you to want to drink. Yes, there's a disease. There's no doubt about it, but there's a trigger. There's, you know, everything else. And you need as much to take on what's in your soul and what you're feeling as you do actual detox and,
right.
You know, hey, I can't do this, and how am I going to do this, and everything else. Without faith, without a grounding in, you know, a creator God that ultimately you are turning everything over to, it's a tough battle. It's a very tough battle. Gene wanted to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Gene, you're up on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about mental illness. And in this coming November, we're going to vote on legalizing recreational marijuana. And there's a book out, and I think I heard you wanted to know about authors that you should have on your show to interview.
I did, yes.
Okay. Has anybody told you about Brennanson? Is the last name of this author? And his book is You Need to Tell Your Children. Okay, Scott, you need to get Alex Brennanson on and tell and interview him about what happens.
Yeah, I think we might have had him on already. I think he was the guy I saw in the Hillsdale College deal. I don't remember if that was if he was talking about the title of that book, but we'll certainly have him back, and I'll put it on my 2020 list for sure, because I agree. That interview and what I read really opened my mind about, you know, again, factual data. And the weird, very bizarre thing is, it's never covered. Any of these questions of when they're on the ballot, nobody talks about it. And you're right. I mean, that leads to all kinds of issues as well, and that's what he did. He went through all these different things where the, you know, likelihood of all these, you know, depression, anxiety, were much higher from those that were users. Good point. Bismarck, Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard or not, but yesterday I was listening to Fox News on the radio, and I had other people and activities going around me, but I didn't catch everything. But they had Byron Dorgan on, of all things. And they were talking about the impeachment, and I suppose because he was around when Clinton got impeached, that they were asking his professional opinion or something, but he didn't think that the process of impeaching Trump was political. And
come on, Byron. Yeah. I mean, there's not even a crime alleged. There's not a crime alleged, so how can it be anything but political? I mean, you know, look, Byron Dorgan, I love the fact that he's from Regent, North Dakota. I love the fact that he pulled himself up from those, you know, early beginnings there and went to the U.S. Senate. It's a neat North Dakota story. I love that he's from here and all of that. But Byron Dorgan is a hopeless liberal, married to an uber lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He personifies the deep state, this guy. He personifies it. He is the swamp. And I heard the interview, too, just almost like you, kind of in passing. But when I heard it, they said to him, I forget what the question was, but he recited what Trump said to the Ukrainian prime minister on the phone call. And it was a flat out lie. And whoever talked to him, it was like, you know, I was like yelling at the television saying, what is this guy, Shifty Schiff? Now he's changing the words of what Trump said. And the Fox person went, whoa, wait a minute. You're talking about two different conversations there. He didn't say, do us a favor, and then mention Joe Biden. And that was two different parts of the conversation. Oh, yeah, same thing. Well, they don't care. They just lie. I'm glad you caught that, Tim. I actually meant to try and find it. I don't know if I can, but I'll try and find it and play it for everybody, because it was a beauty. He got caught red-handed in a lie and tried to dismiss it as no big deal. Oh, it irritates you. But liberals will do as liberals do. That's the bottom line. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Go to Mapleton when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel, offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What you say is true about stress and anger causing dementia, and I guess we better limit news programs to an hour in the morning and an hour at night, political campaigns to 60 days. We'd probably all live a lot longer. Thank you.
Where'd Todd go anyway? He zoomed out of here.
He had a meeting.
Oh, he did, huh?
But he did leave me some info on the Schwann Buick GMC has got their huge, it's this Saturday, by the way, mark your calendar. Saturday, January 18th, this Saturday, the annual indoor used car sale is going on. They clear out the service area. They bring in over 125 used vehicles, the best they've got. They do have dozens of them under 10 grand. So that's very affordable.
Also, what's the website again?
Schwann Buick GMC. Do want to tell you they got to get rid of the 19s, and they are hiring if you're looking for a change in careers.
There you go. There you go. Go see Mr. Schwann there. Have a grand old time. Hey, H.A. Thompson and Sons has been around since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Yes, in Bismarck, where it all started, but now across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. They're a lake service contractor, have been since the early 90s. So they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for buildings, for business owners throughout the region. Like right now, mechanical heating, cooling systems, and more, 1,000 buildings they're doing that for. They do everything. Breaks down, they replace it. Gives you bottom-line certainty. Bismarck Mandan, locations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, too. I look forward to serving you for the next 100 years at 88 Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Well, let me introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Bird from Point of View, KX4, West Dakota Fox. Here he comes. Welcome him.
And now, starting at quarterback.
Yeah. Too bad Stanford wasn't in the game last night. Then that could have all been real. I'm pretty sure there wasn't one boo last night. I didn't hear a thing. I heard an overwhelming show of support for Donald Trump. If I were Democrats, I'd be worried because it's another example of the heartland of real folks loving this guy. What do you think? What do you make of that?
No doubt about it. I mean, that was a stunning reception for the President of the United States, and it's really sad. I'm sure you saw the video floating around where, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Vince Vaughn. We were talking movies yesterday, Wedding Crashers, The Breakup. And
I didn't even know who he was. I had no idea. I'd ask him.
Swingers.
Who is this guy?
Chris, you got to love Swingers.
Hit that on radio.
I did already. I'm real. I don't watch that crap. I mean, not that this crap. You guys like it. It's probably good, but I don't have time. I don't have time for, you know.
He's funny. Old school. He was the best in old school. Too.
Oh, he was priceless. Earmuffs, Kevin. Earmuffs.
Yeah.
So anyway, go finish the story. This is amazing.
Yeah, this guy goes over, talks to the President of the United States, and people are just all over him and saying, I wish I didn't have to share this. And in my opinion, just really, really sad stuff.
Yeah, they were shaming this actor because he was having a conversation with the President of the United States. That's it. This is how unhinged the left is. My point is, okay, that's fine. That's your world. That's how you roll. You see all the people in the stands? It's not how they roll. And watch tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. By the way, correction, I said earlier next week was Milwaukee. It's tonight. So the president, in all his glory, I love this, doing a presidential debate in a swing state on the night of a Democratic debate. He just tweaks him, doesn't he?
It's a coincidence.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Isn't that great, Chris, that he's doing that?
It's genius. I mean, absolute genius. And I think you've probably got an email as well, Scott, where he's going to be flying banners over Des Moines tonight during the debate. I mean, he's the master of imagery, and it's going to be fun to watch him tonight and see what happens in Des Moines as well.
It will be fascinating. We have been asking our listeners today, out of the Democratic field, we'll see there tonight, who could you live with? Obviously, the majority of this audience in this part of North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota want Donald Trump. We know that. But if can't have him, who could they live with? And fully half of the answers so far are none of the above. No way. Can't do it. Forget it. Whatever. Then kind of a cross between Amy Klobuchar, probably the next highest, and then Pete Buttigieg. Joe Biden's only vote came from me, and my thought was, I mean, he's probably going to be drooling by the time, you know, he would get sworn in, so how much harm can he do? Somebody else did suggest that if Joe would be a good pick too, because he'd probably forget what country he was president of. So that's not exactly a ringing endorsement for Joe. Do you have an answer to that question?
I mean, if you put it as, hey, you have to, I think I could probably live with Amy Klobuchar just because, you know, I'm familiar with her, and I got to believe that some of her Minnesota roots are going to have her do some of the right things.
Here's the rap on her, by the way. The rap on her is that she can be liberal, but, you know, perform for big business, perform for the conservative. You know, in other words, Minnesota, that's why, you know, she'll do a little thing here, a little thing there, and it's just enough to sort of pat him on the head and play the game. So you're probably right. She'd probably have the ability to And of course, the question is how far left did they get pulled? Anyway, tonight,
I think our area, you know, she understands ag better than anybody else in that state, so I think that's important. But, you know, if you were to ask Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, hey, where does milk come from? They'd probably say a car.
Grocery store. Yeah, exactly. Chris Byrne from Point of View. Watch him tonight, folks.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. And from all of us at Pfeiffer's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Pfeiffer's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Pfeiffer's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Pfeiffer's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.